Hallelujah. 奉主圣名，我们继续下午的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue our afternoon service.
这个下午我们一起来看诗篇的第24篇。
In this afternoon, we are going to look at Psalm 24.
诗篇的第24篇。
Psalm 24.
我们请翻到诗篇24篇的第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 24, verse 1.
诗篇24篇。第一节
Psalm 24, verse 1.
地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属神。第二节
Verse 2.
他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。第三节
Verse 3.
谁能登神的山？谁能站在他的圣所？第四节
Verse 4.
就是守节，心清，不向虚妄岂是不怀诡诈的人？第五节
Verse 5.
他必蒙神赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚意。第六
Verse 6.
这就是寻求神的族类，是寻求里面的雅各。这一段是大卫所写的诗。
These verses is written by King David.
大卫在圣经当中的位置非常非常的特别啊。
The position of David in the book of Psalms is very unique.
当然圣经当中记载了很多的人物。
So of course in the Bible they recorded many characters.
也有很多很重要的工人。
And many important workers as well.
有的人行了大神迹。
Some people have performed great miracles.
有的人拯救了一个国家。
Some people have saved a nation.
有的人做了很多伟大的事情。
Some people have done many great things.
有的被称为神家中的好仆人。
Some people have become a good servant of God.
但是在这众多的工人当中啊。
But in these many workers of God.
有一个却非常的特别。
One that is very special.
就是大卫啊。
He is David.
大卫不但是神的工人。
David is a worker of God.
不但是神的朋友。
He is a friend of God.
更是深深记在神心中的一个百姓啊。
He has been recorded in the heart of God.
所以如果我们看到大卫的人生啊，你看他的人生的历史啊。
If we have seen King David and his history.
所以你看他的人生啊，好像一个传奇的故事，一个 legend 一样啊。
You can see that his story is like a legend.
能够在他的生命当中非常的精彩。
And his life is interesting.
但他死了以后仍然蒙神所纪念啊。
And after he passed away, he's still remembered by God.
你看在在所罗门盖圣殿的所罗门建造圣殿啊。
When King Solomon is building a temple.
在圣殿建好了以后。
After the temple has been built.
圣经里面记载啊，所罗门就做了一个献殿哦 ，dedication， 一个献殿的一个祷告啊。
In the Bible recorded that King Solomon has dedicated to the temple.
我们都知道所罗门是个很聪明的人。
So we know Solomon is a very smart person.
所以你看他所做的这个祷告啊，词藻非常的华丽，文字非常的动人啊。
So all his prayer is full of interesting word to praise God.
但是你看呢、啊，他就一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
You can see that he keep writing on and on and on.
但是都没有什么反应啊。
But he has no response.
所以才会变那么长啊，因为一直讲，一直讲，一直讲啊，讲到最后讲不下去了。
He keep saying and writing on, and to the point that he couldn't write anymore.
所以到最后所罗门只讲了一句话。
Eventually, Solomon say one thing.
因为他不知道要讲什么了。
He doesn't know what he wants.
只讲了一句说，愿你纪念我父大卫啊。
So he say, hope you remember my father.David.
圣经记载说，当所罗门说出这一句话来
，The Bible recorded after Solomon has said that.
说神的荣耀瞬间充满了整个圣殿啊。
God's glory filled the temple.
每次我读到这一段啊，我都感觉非常的感动哦。
After time, every time I have read this, I feel very touched.
不是因为所罗门盖了一个圣殿来感动
，It's not because Solomon has built a temple.
而是因为在大卫离世以后，神还是没有忘记他。
After David had passed away, then God has not forgotten.
你可以看到说他们两个的关系是有多么的密切，感情有多么的好。
Then you can see the relationship between David and God is very close.
所以啊，大卫留下了很多信仰上给我们的榜样。
So David has left a lot of good examples for us.
在诗篇当中给我们留下了许多的教导。
In the book of Psalms, he has left us many teachings.
更在祷告当中给我们很多值得学习的秘诀。
In his prayer, he left us a lot of secrets that for us to learn.
来教导我们说怎么样祷告才能够合神的心意。
He taught us how to pray, then we can please God?
怎么样活出信仰的生活才能蒙神的喜悦？
How do you live a faithful life to please God?
以及怎么样在人生的道路中不断的成长，最后来到神的面前？
How do you continue to grow in your life and eventually come before God?
能够最后活出一个成功的信仰人生。
Eventually you have a successful life of your belief.
所以在诗篇的第24篇呢，
Psalm 24.
诗篇24篇也是大卫所留下来的一段记载。
Psalm 24 is written by David.
那其中告诉我们怎么样才能够亲眼见到神。
Here it says how we can see God.
我们看回来第24篇的第二节。
Let us look at Psalm 24 verse 2.
诗篇24篇第二节。
Psalm 24 verse 2.
他说他把地建在海上，安定在大水之上。第三。
Verse 3.
谁能登神的山？谁能站在他的圣所？我们在这里看到大卫讲到了四个地点啊。
We can see, David has mentioned four locations.
那第一个叫做海。
The first one is sea.
第二个讲到这个地哈。
The second one is the ground.
第三个讲到山。
And the third one is a hill.
最后谈到神的圣所。
And the fourth one is of God's holy place.
所以我们看到说他所提到这四个地点都是不断的在往上攀爬。
So we can see that these four places from the low point extended to the higher one.
告诉我们说今天信仰的路也是一个不断上升的过程啊。
So in our journey of faith, it's the same that we ascended.
所以在这里讲到说啊，人在海中啊，一开始讲到海啊。
It say when we are in the sea。
这个圣经当中常常用海来预表这个世界，这个动荡不安的世界啊。
And the Bible always recorded sea as the world that is always shaken and wavering,
unrest. 所以像在启示录里面啊。
In the book of Revelation,
启示录特别用海来形容这个不安定的世界。
And the book of Revelation says sea is actually the unrested world.
真的，你如果想一想啊
，If you think about it,
真的啊，我们这个现在所处的世界就如同在海中一样啊。
In our world, it's like the unrested sea.
海啊，海的资源哦，非常非常的丰富，里面什么都有。
There are many things in the sea.
有很多有鱼啊虾啊，有各种能够让你满足你心的很多东西在里面。
The fish, the prawn, there are many things that can fulfill.
你可以追求，你可以争取，你可以拥有，你可以不断的努力。
Then continue to pursue those things.
这就是人生的海，世界的海啊。
This is a life sea.
所以啊，很多人啊，虽然信了耶稣，但是仍然活在海中哦。
Many things has already believed in Jesus Christ, but he still live in the sea.
虽然人在教会，但心仍然在追求世界。
So you're in the church, but then your hearts belong to the world.
因为这个海当中实在拥有太多的东西了。
Because in the sea there are many things in it.
有许多你喜欢、你想要的。
There are many things that you like and you like.
你想要追求、需要去拥有的。
Then you like to go after things that you like.
但是如果你的人生只有活在这个海中，
But if your life live only in the sea,
你会不断的追求，
Then you continue to pursue.
你可能能够拥有很多，
Then you can have many.
但是活在海中，最后就死在海里啊。
But if you live in the sea, you die in the sea.
所以啊，在启示录里面告诉我们啊，
In the book of Revelation,
我们来看一下启示录的第十二章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 12.
启示录的第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章的第十二节
，Revelation chapter 12 verse 12。
十二节
，verse 12。
十二节，所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。在这里呢，启示录特别给我们每一个信徒一个警告啊。
Here Revelation has given us a warning.
他说啊，人生今天为什么要追求信仰
？Why are we going after faithful life？
我们追求信仰的最终目标是什么
？What is our goal to go after life with faith？
这里讲说，你就是要住在天上啊。
Here it says you have to live in the heaven.
虽然你的身体还在这个世界
，Though your body is on the world.
但是你活在世界，你却不属于这个世界啊。
So you live in the world, but you don't belong to the world.
你是属于天上的。
You belong to the heaven.
你是天上的星，你是天上的国民。
You are stars in the heaven and the citizen in the heaven.
但是在这里说啊，地和海当中的有祸啦。
Here it says the sea and the ground has woe to them.
所以啊，我们如果今天信了主，仍然活在海中。
But if we believe, but we still live in the sea.
没有改变，没有脱离这样的环境。
That you have not changed, you have not go away from the environment.
到最后就是信主多年，离神遥远啊。
Eventually, you have believed in God many years, but then you are far away from God.
有没有可能？
Is it possible?
有，真的有可能啊。
Yes, it is possible.
我们来看一下，我们来看一个例子啊。
Let's look at example.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》。
Let's look at Book of Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》的第八章啊。
Book of Acts, chapter 8.
《使徒行传》的第八章
，Acts chapter 8,
第十八节
，verse 18,
十八节，西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒说：“把这权柄也给我，叫我按着谁谁就可以受圣灵。”二十。
20.
彼得说：“你的银子和你一同灭亡嘛，因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。你在这道上无份无关，因为在神的面前，你的心不正。”22.
22.
你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求神。祈求主或者你心里的意念可得赦免。23.
23.
我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪恶捆绑。这是一段值得我们去思考的一个 记载啊。
These are verses that let us to reflect on ourselves.
我们如果看第十三节
，Let us look at 13.
他说：“西门信主，西门洗礼，西门常跟使徒在一起，西门常常看到很多的神迹奇事。”
So here Simon himself also believed and he baptized and he continued with the disciples and performed miracles.
所以你只有看这个西门这个人哦。
And you can look at Simon this person.
他信主了。
He believed in God.
他洗礼了。
He has baptized.
他常常在教会哦。
He in the church all the time.
常常看神迹奇事啊。
That he has seen many miracles of God.
但是你看后面是把彼得怎么讲他。
But you see how Peter had talked about this person.
彼得说你在这道上无份无关呐、啊。
And Peter said that you are not, and you're neither part nor portion in this matter.
你如果看这一段，你真的会吓一跳啊。
When you look at these words, you will be a shock.
我不是洗礼了吗
？That I have already been baptized.
我不是信主了吗
？I have already believed in the Lord.
我有常常来教会。
I always come to the church.
我有见到生命当中有神迹奇事。
That I have seen many miracles of God.
但是在这里，彼得却说：“你在这真道上无份无关啊。”
But here, Peter, Paul say you have no portion in this matter.
为什么
？Why？
这里说，因为你在神的面前。心不正啊
Here it says you are unrighteous before God.
在教会当中可能其他人不知道
There are many people who wouldn't know that in the church.
在这里啊这里有其他的门徒啊有其他很多的门徒他们都看不出来也都不知道啊
There are many other disciples who wouldn't know how Peter looks like.
这个西门哦
Sorry, Simon, how Simon looks like.
这个西门啊也是一样啊有聚会啊有拜神啊哇常看起来很热心啊
Simon has come to the church and worship God and he also very zealous.
但是啊圣灵感动彼得
But God has, Holy Spirit has moved Peter, Paul.
Peter.
Peter.
所以啊，彼得就看到他的内心啊。
Peter has seen his heart.
他说啊，你在这真道上无份无关。
You have no portion in this matter.
不但无份无关啊。
That not that you just no portion in this matter.
23节哦。
Verse 23.
他说，我看出你正在苦胆之中。被罪恶捆绑哎
，For I have seen that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by the iniquity。
我们如果看到这一节，真的会吓一跳哦。
And when we see these words, we are shocked。
一个已经信主的人
，and the person who has already believed in the Lord。
洗礼来教会看神迹
，He has got baptized, he has come to the church, and he has seen many miracles。
我们常觉得说，这样就是一个好信徒，这样的人就会得救嘛，不是吗
？Then we are in our understanding, we know this is a very good believer。
但是啊，我们人是看外在，神看到里面啊。
We look at the people outer appearance, but God look at your heart.
所以神神借着彼得说、哦、
，And God through Peter he say，
你在苦胆之中被罪恶捆绑啊。
So、you are in the poison in this matter.、
所以啊，一个人信了耶稣。也能够被罪恶捆绑的。
When a person has already believed in the Lord, you can still bound by the sin.
一个人可以信了耶稣，仍然在苦胆之中啊。
After you believe in the Lord, you can still be in the bitterness.
因为他在神面前心不正哦。
Because before God, your heart is unrighteous.
你知道谁的心不正吗
？Do you know God's Do you know anyone that is unrighteous in his in their heart?
你看看左边，你看看你的右边。
When you look at your right and your left,
没有啦，每个看起来都好属灵哦。
Everybody is spiritual.
哦，所以啊，所以你不是神嘛。
So you're not God.
哦，所以因为我们看不出来，我们看不出来。
We cannot tell.
哦，有时候我们连自己都看不清楚啊。
Then we cannot tell even ourselves.
我想啊，这个西门啊，搞不好也觉得自己这个信仰还不错哦。
And Simon thinks that he is a very faithful person.
却没有发现说他已经被罪给捆绑了。
He didn't know that he had been bound by the iniquity.
哦，所以在这里是给我们一个警告哦。
That here give us a warning.
我说啊，我们既然信了耶稣
，If we have already believed in Lord Jesus Christ，
在神面前就要心正，要保持一个正直的心啊。
Before God, you have to maintain a righteous heart.
既然要信耶稣
，That if you believe in Lord，
你就要追求最后能够得救啊。
That you have to pursue that your salvation at the end.
什么人最可怜
？What kind of person is pathetic？
像西门这样信耶稣一辈子，最后不能得救的，这个最可怜啊。
It is like Simon that he believed in the Lord, but eventually he's not saved.
但是谁的原因
？But what is this reason？
是神对他不好吗
？If God not nice to him？
是福音没有传给他吗
？That the gospel has not been preached to him？
是生命当中没有见证吗
？That in his life he has not seen any miracles？
都不是啊
，That those are not。
到最后他只能怪自己啊
！Eventually he can only blame on himself。
怪自己为什么在神面前心不正啊
？Blame on himself that why he is unrighteous before God。
所以我们今天信了耶稣，就不要再活在这个动荡的海中。
Now, as we have already believed in the Lord, then we shouldn't live in this unrested sea.
不要贪爱世界。
And do not love the world.
不要以世界为你人生的最终的目标。
And do not treat the world as the center of your life.
因为当你追求到最后。
And eventually, after you pursue all this,
这个世界只会让你失望而已、啊。
This world will only disappoint you.
你拥有哇，左手也一把，右手也一把，拥有很多。
You have full of, you have everything in your right and left hand.
但是到最后你什么都带不走啊。
But、then you cannot bring anything away with you.、
所以我们今天活在这个世界上啊。
Today when we live in this world.
是的，我们要努力工作、哦。
And we have to work hard.
千万不要说不要努力哦。圣经里面讲说要亲手做正经事，要努力工作，我们要的啊、
And do not misunderstand that the Bible tell you not to work hard.
我们要努力工作。
And we have to work hard.
但是我们努力工作，但你活着却不是为了工作啊。
So you work hard, but then when you live, you don't live to work.
因为你的生命当中有一个更高的价值。
Because there's a higher value in your heart.
神创造你有一个更美的目标。
And God created you that has a beautiful purpose.
在这个短暂的人生当中有一个更值得追求的方向。
And in your life directions, there is something that is worth for you to pursue.
所以我们要努力。
So we have to work hard.
努力工作，努力照顾家人，努力建立自己的家庭。是的。
Then we have to work hard, we have to take care of our family, we have to take care of our life.
但是你要记得你是住在天上的国民啊。
Remember you are a citizen in the heaven.
所以我们要从海中出来。
So we have to come out of this unrested sea.
从这个乱七八糟这个风浪当中出来，走到心灵的安稳地上啊。
From the sea of storm and walk into the peaceful life on earth.
所以当你走到这个陆地上啊。
When you're on the ground.
你的心中有了依靠。
That you have a rely, your heart rely on God.
人生有了看，有了力量哦。
That you have strength.
你不再害怕，你不活在恐惧当中。
You're not afraid anymore, you don't live in fear.
因为你知道我现在有信耶稣，我是有神看顾的啊。
Because you know you believe in the Lord that God will take care of you.
但是啊，很多基督徒以为说我只要从海中上来我就可以啦。
But many believers think that they just need to come out of the sea.
我没有爱世界，我没有追求世界，我不再贪爱钱财啦。
I don't like the world, I don't like the money, and I don't love anything in it.
我已经站到这个路上，我的心灵安稳啦。
I'm standing on this earth, and my heart is peace.
我们以为这样子就够啦。
And we believe this is enough.
但是大卫告诉你啊，这样是不够的哦。
David tell you, this is not enough.
当你站在这个陆地上，
when you're standing on the earth,
请问你的人生下一个方向你要去哪里呢？
What is your next direction that you would go?
大卫告诉我们说，有一座山，你要去爬那个山啊。
David said there's a mountain you need to climb on it.
所以信了耶稣是要追求人生生命价值的改变。
And after you believe in the Lord, you have to go after your change in your life.
如果你今天信了耶稣哦，但是你没有什么改变哦。
After you believe in the Lord, but you don't have any change in your life.
信主多年，什么都不懂。
After you believe in the Lord many years, but you don't know anything.
保罗有讲哦，保罗在提摩太后书里面有讲哦。
And Paul has mentioned that in the Second Timothy.
他说有的人啊， 信主多年不懂道理啊，完全不懂哦。
Some people has believed in the Lord many years, but he doesn't know any truth.
哦，所以啊，你问他，他说他是基督徒啊。
But you say he is a Christian.
啊，但是啊，你问他信耶稣的内容，他通通都不知道啊。
You ask for his context or content in the gospel, that he doesn't know anything.
啊，我听过一个故事哦。
I heard a story.
啊，跟故事说啊，有一个老姐妹啊。
Story talk about a sister.
那信主信很多年啊，五六十年啊。
A sister had believed in the Lord for 50 to 60 years.
哇，那个每天都去。常常都去教会啊。
Every year, she come to the church all the time.
啊，有一天呢，她要去教会的路上哦。
And on the way, she come to the church.
啊，因为年纪很大了。
Because she's very old.
所以走路很慢啊，那个慢慢拿着拐杖慢慢的走。
And she walk very slowly with her crutches.
啊，结果啊，有个年轻人骑脚踏车，哗啦哗啦就经过了。
Then there's a youngster that riding a bike and pass her by.
啊，不小心啊，撞到老人家，老人家跌倒了。
The youngster hit her, and she fell over.
哦，所以啊，这个年轻人很紧张啊，哇，赶快跳下脚踏车啊。
The youngster was very panicked and he jumped off the bicycle.
哇，赶快去扶着他说，阿妈阿妈，你有没有受伤？
He took care of this senior and said, Have you hurt?
啊，结果啊，这个阿妈就一直哭，一直哭，一直哭，一直哭啊。
And the sister keep crying and crying.
啊，结果他就很担心啊，你是哪里痛，哪里受伤？ Okay. 我带你去医院。
He's worried. Where did you get hurt? That I can't bring you to the hospital.
啊，结果啊，这个老阿妈眼泪一抹。
Then this sister, then he wipe away her tears.
然后啊，抓着那个年轻人，领子一拉，嗯。
He grabs hold of this youngster, and pull on his collar.
然后说啊，你跟我去教会。
You come to the church with me.
啊，结果啊，这个年轻人说，阿嬷，我们应该去医院，不是去教会，去医院看医生。
The youngster say should go to the hospital, not the church.
啊，结果啊，这个阿嬷很坚持啊，你跟我去教会。
And the sister was very insistent.
他说，为什么现在要去教会啊？
Then why do you need to come to church right now?
他说啊，因为我们的牧师说哦。
Because our preacher say,
跌倒的人不能进天国啊。
He said, those who stumble cannot enter the kingdom.
我要带你去跟我们牧师讲清楚啊。
Then I need to bring you to our preacher and talk about it.
我没有跌倒，我是被你撞倒的。
Then I did not stumble over, but you hit me.
哦，你自己去解释，为什么你害我不能进天国啊。
You have to explain why I cannot enter into the kingdom.
啊，有时候啊，你会觉得说啊，哎呀，信耶稣如果信了一辈子啊，这个样子真的很可怜啊。
If you believe in Lord Jesus for the entire of your life, then But you are like that, then it's very pity.
哦，所以啊，我们今天信耶稣不要信得很糊涂。
And then we believe in the Lord, then we shouldn't be so confused.
啊，我在几年前啊，在 Pacifica 到北加州 Pacifica 教会帮忙啊。
In a few years ago, I help out in the Pacifica church.
然后在那边呢，我遇到一个算是慕道朋友嘛，算吧啊。
So I met a true seeker.
啊，他是从 Wisconsin 啊，从哎是好像 Wisconsin 来的一个。白人一个白人的一个女孩子哈、哦、
，and Caucasian girls come from Wisconsin
啊，那就刚好有机会来教会啊
，and she get a chance to come to the church
啊，中午吃饭的时候啊，我就去坐在旁边啊，跟她聊聊一下我们教会的基本信仰哦
，in the afternoon I sit with her to talk about the doctrine in the church
啊，当然了，我们教会谈到基本信仰，一定翻使徒行传嘛，对不对？翻使徒行传。
When we talk about the basic doctrines in our church, we talk about the book of Acts.
然后他就看着我。
Then she looked at me.
还很凶哦。
Then she was very angry.
不准用使徒行传。
Then you should not use book of Acts.
我说我没听过这种事啊，为什么不能用使徒行传？
Then I never heard about that before. Why can't I use the book of Acts?
他说因为我们的牧师说不可以读使徒行传。
Because my pastor say you cannot use book of Acts.
他是从小基督徒。
She's a Christian since
三代都在同一个教会，一百多年了，三代同一个教会啊。
Three generations has been in the same church for over 100 years.
他告诉我说啊，他们全教会从来不读使徒，一百多年来从来不读使徒行传的。
She told me that over the 100 years, her church never read book of Acts.
因为牧师说不可以啊。
Because the pastor say you cannot read.
我就问他说：“你有没有问你们牧师说为什么不能读使徒行？为什么不能读使徒行传呢、啊？”
Ask her, have you ever asked your pastor why you cannot read Book of Acts?
圣经是神的话，是展现在我们面前进天国的方法。
And Bible is the word of God that will let us to enter the heavenly kingdom of God.
啊，但是啊，有时候人就是很可怜啊。
But we are so pathetic.
牧师说不可以读使徒行传，所以他从小没有看过使徒行传哦。
Pastor say you cannot read the Book of Acts, and she never read this book.
就失去了救恩的智慧啊。
She lost the wisdom of salvation.
哦，所以我们今天一个人就算信了耶稣哦。
Today, if we have already believed in the Lord,
但是只有留在原地，从来没有进步。
But we remain in the point that we started out to be.
可能到最后我们离得救啊非常的遥远啊。
We will be far away from salvation.
信仰的路是这样哦。
And this is the life of a journey of faith.
哦，就好像在你看那个 escalator 啊，那个电梯啊，那个手扶梯啊，手扶梯啊。
And you look at the escalator.
你好像在那个手扶梯上面啊。
Then you are on the escalator.
啊，只是哦，你是刚好逆向反方向啊。
Then you're against the direction.
所以啊，信仰的路只要你停下脚步，你就在后退啦，就在后退啦。
If you stop your faith, then you will go backward.
你今年跟你去年如果是一样的，都没有进步哦。你今年跟去年一样。
If you're the same this year and last year,
不是说你维持原状，这个叫退步啊，这个叫退步啊。
So if you remain the same spot, then you have not improved.
为什么？因为你活得越久，信主信得越久啊。
Because the more you believe, the longer you have believed in the Lord.
啊，你如果留在原地，你活得越久，你就一直在退步了，你就越来越差、啊。
And you remain the same spot, then you go backward.
哦，就好像我们在养小孩一样啊。
And just like we nurture our kids.
你看啊，我们那个小孩子回来哦，小孩子一年级、二年级的时候回到家里来啊，哇，写那个数学加。减哇，那算半天啊。
And you can see your children when they're in the primary school, when it takes a whole day to do math.
哦，结果啊，他如果学会了加法减法哦。
But if you know how the additions and minus subtractions.
哦，你就会做爸爸妈妈就很高兴啊。
Then you will become a happy parent.
啊，当然啦、啊，我们家的要求不高啊。But、你们我不知道啊，我的要求不高啊。
Then my expectation is not very high.
因为爸爸妈妈本身就没有。很会读书啊
，because parents has not been studying。
哦，所以啊，你看啊，一年级、二年级啊，会加减乘除，我就觉得很 OK 啦，非常好啊，好棒，好棒，好棒啊。
But if you know math when you were little, then you're very good。
啊，但是当他如果他今天十岁、二十岁、三十岁呢
？But if he has already turned 10 or 20 or 30 years old，
二十岁的来跟爸爸讲，爸爸，我会加哎、欸，我会加哎、欸，昏倒啦。
So tell your father, tell me that I know how to do math additions。
你会不会跟他讲说，哇，好棒啊，好棒，好棒啊？不会啊
，We will say you're very good.
那、啊、可能啊，就哭着就出去了。
Then you cry and you went out.
为什么？因为他没有进步。
Because he has not improved.
信仰没有进步，本身就是一个退步。
If your faith has not been improved, then you are going backward.
哦，所以我们今天不要停留在原地啊。
So today we should not stay at the same spot.
因为当你停留在原地，你只是让主耶稣很难过而已啊。
You stay in the same spot, you only let Jesus Christ feel bad for you.
千万不要以为说，哎，我有信主哎。我有洗礼耶，我有得圣灵耶，我有去教会耶，
not,
我已经搞定了，可以了。
Do not think to yourself you have already got baptized, you come to the church and you have prayed, then you're okay.
这个只是站到路上而已啊，刚刚才踩到那个地上而已啊。
This is only standing on the ground temporary.
不要忘了刚刚启示录怎么说的哦。
And you look at what Book of Acts has said.
启示录刚刚讲 Revelation 啊，启示录刚刚说啊， oh, 地和海都有祸，地和海哦。
Then Revelation say the earth and the sea is in trouble.
哦，所以你不要留在这个地上啊。
And do not stay on this earth.
下一步就是要开始往上攀爬的功夫。
Then you have to try to climb on.
哦，信仰是个不断进步、不断努力的一个追求目标啊。
Then your life of faith, you continue to improve.
今天的我要比以前的我更好。
And today I should be better than before.
现在的我要比刚刚的我更好。
And the present me should be better than before.
这是一场比赛。
This is like a race.
但是在这场比赛当中，只有你一个人。
Then in this race, you are the only person.
因为你只有跟你自己比而已啊。
Because you compete with yourself.
你不需要跟别人比啊。
Then you don't have to compete with others.
你怎么跟别人比
？Then how do you compete with others?
每个人的环境通通都不一样。
Everybody has a different environment.
你知道，像这过去这几年，我有机会到了非洲几趟啊。
And for the last few years, I've been to Africa a few times.
你怎么跟他们比？跟他们比真的会捶心肝呐。
How do you compare with them? Then you hit yourself.
我在坦桑尼亚遇到一个。弟兄啊
，I have seen a Tanzania.
啊，我在那个 African country 啊，在 Tanzania
啊。Seen a brother in Tanzania.
哇，我到 Tanzania 的时候啊，他刚刚好回来，他回家哦。
So when in Tanzania, he's on his way home.
啊，我就想说他是不是刚刚下班回来啊？
Then I say to him, did you just come back from work?
他说没有，我刚刚祷告回来啊。
No, I just finished praying.
我想说什么叫做刚刚祷告回来、啊？
So、what do you mean?
听不懂啊。
And I couldn't understand.
他说啊，他刚刚从禁食七天的祷告行程回来啊。
That I've been fasted and prayed for 7 days, and I just come back.
啊，他说那个他有时候就是拿着一瓶的水就到山上，就到那个。 到那个山里面去啦。
And he brought a bottle of water and went into the mountain.
然后可能就祷告七天或十天之后才回来啊。
And he prayed for 7 to 10 days and
都没有吃东西哦，都没有吃东西。
He never eat anything.
你怎么跟他比
？And how would you compete?
我都不好意思讲说，哎，我上次进食什么时候啊
？Then I'm so ashamed to say that when was the last time I fasted?
哦，所以我只是拍拍他的肩膀，跟他开个玩笑啊。
I just tap on his shoulder and joke to him.
我说哇，进食七天还这么胖啊
！You've been fasted for 7 days, but you still
蛮大只，那个很大一只，比我还。比我还大一号啊
！And you're still pretty puff.
啊，那但是对他们来讲，这个就是对他们来讲是很正常的。有事就是去祷告，祷告就是三天、五天、七天的禁食，就是这样子啊。
It's pretty normal life to them that they can fast for 5 to 7 days.
所以啊，有时候啊，信仰路你不要看别人，看别人看得很难过的。
In your life of a journey of faith, that you shouldn't look at others.
有时候你会发觉说啊，有你如果一直看别人，看到最后你就没有力量再往下走了。
If you keep looking at others, then you won't have any strength left to walk.
主耶稣从来没有叫你跟别人比。
And Jesus Christ has not asked you to compete with others.
你怎么跟保罗比
？And how would you compare with
你怎么跟彼得比？
How can you compare it?
你怎么跟摩西跟亚伯拉罕比，都不能比的。
And you cannot compare with Moses and Abraham.
但是主耶稣从来没有叫你跟他们比。
And Lord Jesus has not asked you to compete with anyone.
主耶稣叫我们学他，学他们，学他们。他们是好榜样，好榜样哦。
And Jesus told us to learn from them.
啊，但是主耶稣只要我们跟自己比就可以了。
And we just need to compete with ourselves.
只要朝着这个山顶的目标不断的前进。
Then you have to climb on to the goal.
只要能够比过去的我更好。
If you can be better than the past you,
只要能够学会打倒自己的软弱。
If you can learn how to overcome your own weakness,
主耶稣就会非常高兴啊。
And Jesus Christ will be very happy for you.
所以我们今天这一条信仰的路，在跑这条路上只有我们自己一个人而已啊。
In the journey of faith, we have only ourselves.
我跑得比过去跑得比过去更好。
Then you'll be better than before.
跑得比昨天更远。
Then you'll be better than yesterday.
你就会看到主耶稣坐在旁边给你拍手啊。跑得好。
You'll see Jesus Christ clapping your hand and say good.
但是你要不断的跑。
But you have to keep walking.
要不断的往上攀爬。
You have to keep climbing on.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的第二章哦。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章的第二节
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2
第二节
It's 2
末后的日子神殿的山必坚立超乎诸山高举过于万岭万民都要流归这山第三节
verse 3
必有许多国的民前往说来吧我们登神的山奔雅各神的殿主必将他的道教训我们我们也要行他的路因为训诲必出于锡安神的言语必出于耶路撒冷所以在这里呢告诉我们
Here it says
告诉我们说我们要登神的山奔向雅各神的殿啊
We should let go up to the mountain of the Lord and the mountain of Jacob
所以当我们信了耶稣以后
After we believe in Jesus
这一场长途的赛跑这个马拉松赛跑就开始了
And then we begin the marathon
说只有就你要不断的努力不断的往不断的前进
You have to continue to strive hard and work for it
但是啊爬山不容易啊
It's not easy to climb a mountain
我们不知道这里大家有没有习惯去爬山哦
Anyone that has a hobby to climb a mountain
你看那个很少运动的人啊动一下哦，爬一下就喘得不得了啦。
You can see a person who lack of exercising, they'll be breathing hard when they exercise.
在几个月以前教会想纽约教会要办活动，要办活动出去玩啊。
A few months ago, New York would like coordinate activities.
所以作为驻屋传道，我们总是要先去看一下地方，先去玩一玩嘛， yeah. 先去看一下它好不好玩嘛，对不对
？As a preacher, that I have to look at the place whether it is a good place to travel.
所以我就带了大概七八个青年我们就一起去啊。
So I brought 7 to 8 youngsters. We go together.
到了以后我们就去试试看它那个登山步道啊，它有一个那个 hiking trail 去走走看。看那个适不适合教会的信徒去走啊
After we arrived at the place, we look at the hiking trail.
结果啊，往上攀爬20分钟。
After we climb on for 20 minutes.
其实就是走楼梯啦，走了20分钟的楼梯啊。
We just climb the stairs for 20 minutes.
结果我们就全部坐倒在路边啊。
Then we all sit on the ground.
严重缺乏运动的结果啊。
Then we are lack of exercise for a long time.
结果我们就看到有人从上面下来啊。
And we see some people coming from the top.
我还顺便问了他一句啊。
Then I asked them.
我说啊，我们离山顶还多远啊？
So how far is it away from the top?
那个人就这样看看我。
And that person look at me.
跟我说 ，You haven't started yet.
You haven't started yet.
他说哇，你根本还没有到那个开始 trail 的那个路口啊。
Then you have not started to the intersections of the beginning point.
啊，我们就面面相觑啊，大家看一看说啊，哎，回家了，回家了，回家了。
So we look at each other. Let's go home.
换地方，这个地方不适合教会活动啊。
Then we just switch to the other place that because this is not suitable place.
如果你平常没有锻炼
，if you have not exercised yourself.
如果你不能够吃苦
，if you cannot train yourself.
如果你没有办法忍耐
，if you cannot endure.
如果你拒绝流汗流泪
，if you refuse to sweat.
那很抱歉，你没有办法登上山上，更没有办法欣赏风景啊。
You're not able to climb the mountain and see the beautiful scenery on top.
哦，所以啊，信仰的路从来不容易。
And this is not easy for a life of faith.
你信仰要进步，一定要付出代价的。
And if you want to have a life of faith to salvation, you have to sacrifice.
不管是来到教会所花的时间
，it doesn't matter the time that you spend in the church.
你在自我灵修上所付出的努力
，and the time that you spend on spiritual cultivation.
你在生活当中要活出信仰生活而逼自己的改变
，then you have to force yourself to change in your life of faith.
每一样都要付出代价
，then you have to sacrifice for everything.
啊，但是只有愿意付出代价、流汗流泪的人
，if you are willing to sacrifice for it and shed tears,
才有机会最后能够走到山顶啊
，then you get a chance to go to the top.
那说当你流汗流泪走到山顶的时候
，and when you sweat and shed tears and walk to the top,
你才有机会最后看到那个更美的风景啊
，you get the opportunity to see a beautiful scenery on top.
那所以我们今天要问问自己啊
Now we have to ask ourselves,
请问在这条信仰的路上我付出过什么代价
What have you sacrificed in this life of faith?
我们来看一下提摩太后前书哦
Let's look at 1 Timothy
看提摩太前书
1 Timothy
提摩太前书的第提摩太后书哦提摩太后书
Second Timothy
我们看提摩太后书的第三章啊
Second Timothy chapter 3
提摩太后书的第三章
Second Timothy chapter 3
第十二节
verse 12
十二节他说不但如此凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫啊！受逼迫就是付出代价、啊。
So、when receive a persecution, that means you sacrifice.
在这里讲说，如果你想要敬虔度日
，say if you need to live a good life，
啊，你要做 godly life 哦，你要活出一个敬虔的生活。
And、you have to live a sincere godly life。
他说啊，你一定要受逼迫、哦。
Then you have to receive the persecution.
这里没有讲说你可能、或许、大概哦，没有。他说你一定会受逼迫哦。
They say you will suffer persecution.
所以信耶稣一定要付出代价。
So you have to sacrifice when you believe in Jesus.
信仰成长一定要付出代价的啊。
Saying when you grow in your faith, then you have to sacrifice.
保罗说你一定要受逼迫啊。
And Paul say you will receive persecution.
哦，所以我们要去回想自己信仰这条路走到今天啊。
Then let us reflect on ourselves when we walk till now.
请问你为你的信仰付出过什么样的代价
？What have you sacrificed for your life of faith？
请问你为你的耶稣做出过什么牺牲
？What have you done for and sacrificed for Jesus Christ？
哦，所以在这里是告诉我们一定要付出代价的、啊。
Here it says you will sacrifice。
他说这个过程一定会有痛苦的。
In this duration, you will suffer persecution。
啊，但是忍耐到底的必然得救。
Eventually, you endure, then you will be saved。
哦，所以当我们付出很多的努力在信仰当中，在圣功里面，我们非常非常的非常。
When we put a lot of hard work for holy work,
我们在不断的进步。
Then we continue to grow.
对道理越来越熟悉。
Then we know the gospel more and more.
圣经非常的懂。
Then you know a lot about Bible.
但是再来呢
？But what next?
这里大卫告诉我们啊。
Here David tells us.
他说你要登上神的山。
And you have to ascend to the mountain of the Lord.
但是他后面加一句说要进入神的圣所啊。
And he say you have to enter into the sanctuary of God.
大卫没有说啊登上山就可以了，没有啊。
David did not say that you just went to the top and you are fine.
在山上有神的圣所。
And there is a sanctuary of God in the top.
但是上了山不代表你愿意进入圣所，这是不一样的事情啊。
after you came to the top, doesn't mean that you will enter into the sanctuary of God.
有人很努力，最后上了山顶。
And many people has strive, work hard and come to the top.
但是到了山顶却不愿意进入圣所。
But they're not willing to enter into the sanctuary of God.
这是信仰追求的一个危机呀。
And this is a dangerous situation to your life of faith.
一个人为什么不愿意进入圣所呢？
Why wouldn't you enter into the sanctuary of God?
有时候啊，当你走到山顶啊，
When we come to the top of the mountain,
你在山顶上你看到什么？
And what have you seen on top?
是的，你看到美丽的风景。
You've seen a beautiful scenery.
但是你还看到什么？
And what else do you see?
你还看到那些比你慢、比你弱、比你矮的人啊。
You have seen those who walk slow and slower than you, and those who are shorter than you.
所以啊，有时候啊，人到了山顶之后啊，一不肯下去，二不肯进圣所啊。
And when you come to the top, that you are not willing to enter
the sanctuary,
也
不肯下山啊。
Then you cannot go down to the mountain.
为什么？因为放眼望去，就是我最高。
Because when you look around, then you're on the top.
放眼望去，你们都不行啊，这么软弱。
Then you can see many people are weaker than you.
所以到最后，灵修反而变成一种夸口。
Then even spiritual cultivation become something you boast about.
信仰变成一种骄傲。
Then life of faith become something that you are proudful of.
饱读圣经变成用来功勋别人的方法。
Then the knowledge of Bible that you have, you use it to attack others.
这个你懂。懂吗？这个你懂吗
？Do you know this? Do you know the Bible?
我告诉你啊，我可是读过什么的啊
！I tell you, I know what I have read.
我说到最后啊，圣经越懂啊，心里越来越骄傲啊。
Eventually, you know a lot about Bible, but you're very proud.
啊，圣工经验越来越多，越看不起其他的信徒啊。
But you have many experience in holy work, but you look down on others believers.
这就成为登上山顶的危机啊
！This is a dangerous things to do when you're on the top.
哦，所以当你站在山上
，when you're standing on the top，
你看着别人你就开始比较。
When you look at others, you're starting to compare.
当你站在山上站得太久
，and when you're standing on the top for a long time，
你就会开始看低所有其他的同工。
Then you start to look down on other holy workers.
你开始享受这种荣耀。
And you enjoy this kind of glory.
这个到最后登上山，反而是往下坠落的开始啊。
Then when you are on the top, that is the beginning of the falling of your faith.
哦，所以大卫特别告诉我们哦。
And David tells us.
是的，你很努力，你付出很大的辛苦。
Yes, you have worked hard. You have sacrificed much.
呀，你终于走到山上了。
And you eventually come to the top of the mountain.
风景看一看就好，不要看太久啊。
You just need to take a look at the beautiful scenery, but don't look for it too long.
因为山上有神的圣所。
Because there's a sanctuary of God on the top.
你要能够放下那个站在山顶的荣耀啊。
Then you have to give up the glory, your personal glory, when you're on the top.
好多人抬头看你，哇，好棒啊！你最高，你最高。
Many people look at it on the top. That wow, many people look at you. That you're on the top. You're very good.
你要抛下那种别人的掌声跟人来的荣耀。
Then you have to forsake those the applause from men.
然后转身进入神的圣所。
Then turn around and enter into the sanctuary.
然后你会发现一件事情啊。
Then you will notice something.
你进到圣所以后，你会发觉说一个人都没有啊。
Then you enter into the sanctuary of God, then you couldn't see anyone.
里面什么都没有。
There's nothing in it.
没有人给你拍拍手。
And nobody will applaud.
没有人说你好棒棒。
And nobody say that you're great.
没有人说你最属灵。
Nobody say you're very spiritual.
在圣所里面什么都没有啊。
In the sanctuary, there's nothing.
但是在圣所里面有神。
But in the sanctuary, there's a God.
所以只有一个人灵修到最后进入了圣所。
If you only by yourself and enter into the sanctuary of God,
返璞归真呢，就又回到原点啦。
But then you return to the original point where you started.
因为当他站在神的面前
，because when you stand before God,
他才能够真正的谦卑下来啊。
You started to be humble by yourself.
哦，所以我们在神学院的时候啊
，in the TTP,
老师常常。提醒我们，警告我们哦。
And the teacher always reminded us.
他说啊，在你学习的过程当中
，in the duration when you study,
你学的越多，你要发现你懂得越少。
And the more you study, the less you know.
啊，但是如果你不进入圣所啊
，if you don't enter into the sanctuary of God,
你只看到其他人，你会觉得说我懂得好多，我最棒。
But you, when you look at others, you know, you come to notice that you know a lot.
但是你转身进入圣所，你在神面前说：“哎呀，我是无用污秽的仆，无用，我是无用的，我是污秽的。”
But then when you enter into the sanctuary, you will notice that you are a useless servant and you're not clean.
你不会比较啦，没什么好比较啊。
You won't compare because nothing to compare.
你站在神面前，你要怎么比较
？And you will stand before God. What can you compare with?
你看那个以赛亚书哦。
And look at Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书一章、二章、三章、四章、五章。
Isaiah chapter 1 to 5
都是以赛亚在骂人。
Now Isaiah was scolding others.
以赛亚那时候是先知哦，已经是先知了。
Isaiah was already a prophet.
一章、二章、三章都在骂你们这些人，你们这些人，你们这些人，骂得很凶啊。
In the chapter 1 to 3, he keeps scolding at others.
结果在第六章看到异象。
But in the chapter 6, then he saw a vision.
他说在异象当中，他看到神坐在宝座上面。
Then he saw God on this throne.
结果以赛亚突然说啊，我是嘴唇不洁净的，我有祸了。
Isaiah said, I'm a person with unclean lips, I'm woe.
你没有进入圣所，你只有看到这些人很需要被骂。
If you have not entered into the sanctuary, you can only see those people and scold them.
你进到圣所看到神，你才发觉说，原来我也好不到哪里去。
When you enter into the sanctuary, you will notice that you are not any better.
我要学的太多。
Then I have learned much.
我过去做的太少。
Then I have done not many things in the past.
我还需要更加的努力。
Then I need to work hard furthermore.
所以今天我们的信仰追求最后一定要进入圣所。
So today in our life of faith, we have to enter into the sanctuary.
因为在圣所当中，你才能够亲眼见神。
Because in the sanctuary, you can see God yourself.
我们一定要能够离开山顶啊，山巅呐。
And we have to leave the mountain, the top.
能够放下人的称赞跟荣耀。
And we have to let go of the glory from man.
能够回到原点，在神面前谦卑自己。
So you return to the original spot and be humble on yourself.
说到这个时候。
At this time,
你才是真正站在最高处啊！
Then you are the true person that's standing on the top of the mountain.
能够站在神的面前，
then stand before God.
啊，所以这是我们大家信仰上努力必须要努力的目标。
This is what we need to work for in our life of faith.
脱离动荡的世界，
then leave this unrested world.
付出努力，追求更高的信仰。
And you have to sacrifice and go for the better faith in your life of faith.
但是最后进入圣所，来到神的面前，
and eventually enter into the sanctuary and see God.
把自己看得一清二楚。
Then you can see yourself clearly.
这个时候是我们最完美的时候。
And this is the most perfect moment.
愿主耶稣赐给我们力量。
May God give us strength.
能够每个人都能够来到圣所。
And every one of us can enter into the sanctuary.
更能够亲眼见神。
And see the God for yourself.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
196首。
196.